We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Kennedy Caldwell. It's November 7th, 2025. Today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. Zohran Mamdani will be the next mayor of New York City. NPR highlights that he is the first Muslim and person of South Asian descent, as well as the youngest in over a century to hold the position. In related national updates, about 40% of households receiving the maximum SNAP benefit will see their payments cut roughly in half, with some families getting little to nothing, as the Trump administration restarts the program using a smaller contingency fund during the government shutdown. Turning now to Europe, on Tuesday, flights in Belgium were temporarily suspended due to suspicious drone sightings around the country's airports. Belgium Defense Minister Theo Franken stated that an investigation is underway due to suspicion of targeting a major military base along the Dutch border. The airports have yet to announce when air travel will continue. Back here in Champaign-Urbana, there's plenty happening in the arts and culture scene this weekend. Tomorrow, the Illinois Music Business Club is having their fall showcase entitled A Midwestern Mirage at the Canopy Club. The show will have seven acts featuring club members as they perform original music and cover songs. The event serves as a way to highlight the wide variety of artistry within IMBC. The genres of music being performed include everything from singer-songwriter to rock and even jazz saxophone. Doors are at 5 p.m. tomorrow, with music starting at 5:30 and going until 9:30. Tickets are $17 online and $15 at the door. The Canopy Club is an 18 and up venue. Whether you're looking to pick up or drop off some books, join the community book swap. Let's Read CU Book Club is collaborating with Resistance Threads Vintage to bring the community together through a book swap. Simply bring books you're willing to donate and leave with books that you're interested in. But don't worry if you don't have any books to donate. You can still leave with as many books as you want. The book club says, don't worry about a one-for-one trade, as it's all about sharing, community, and the love for reading. Founder of Let's Read CU Book Club, Lydia Wright, shares why she thinks the book swap is important for the community.
I think right now, especially, community is the most important thing that we have. And if we all get together as a community and try to build that community and make it stronger, I think that that's the most important thing we can do right now, just getting everyone together and kind of reusing old books that we don't need on our shelves anymore. So that's something that myself and Resistance Threads Vintage were really passionate about.
Additionally, all leftover books will be given to Books to Prisoners, an organization that helps prisoners gain access to books. The book swap will be held tomorrow from 7 to 9 p.m. at Resistance Threads Vintage. If you're in the mood for something a little more theatrical, the Illini Student Musicals have you covered. The Kit Kat Club is proud to present Cabaret. Set in Berlin in 1930, the story revolves around an aspiring American writer, Clifford Bradshaw, his relationship with cabaret performer Sally Bowles, and the hedonistic lifestyle of the Kit Kat Club. Come to see the touching story unfold tonight and tomorrow at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. in Lincoln Hall Theater. Director of Cabaret, Nathan Pugh, shares why he thinks Cabaret is an important piece.
I think people should come see Cabaret because it really offers something for everyone. We have incredible costumes, awesome vocalists. The dances are exceptional. Some of the best we've put on the stage so far for ISM. I also just think that the message and the themes of this show are really important, especially today. And I think in this production, we're really using art to take a stand and to kind of show the audience a reminder of what can happen when you stay complacent in terms of political and social issues. So yeah, Cabaret is a great show and I hope you'll come out.
For tickets and more information, visit IlliniStudentMusicals.ludus.com. Meanwhile, over at Atkins Tennis Center, one of Champaign's biggest annual sports events is gearing up. The Payne-Schwartz Partner Champaign Challenger kicks off this Sunday at Atkins Tennis Center. Ethan Quinn is the defending champion after a commanding straight set win over former Stanford standout Nishesh Basavareddy in the final. This tournament has been held annually in Champaign since 1996 and will go on for a week. The draw has yet to be released, but current and former Illinois tennis players will get cards to compete on the singles and doubles sides. And finally, some campus research news that's connecting people right here in our community. On Wednesday, Associate Professor and Director of the Adult Development Adaptation and Technology Laboratory, Shannon Mejia, met with the Healthy Champaign County Board to discuss an online community resource developed by Mejia and her lab. The resource is an online community directory that provides information on local societies and clubs and can be found on the Healthy Champaign County website at healthychampaigncounty.org. In an interview with WPGU News correspondent Sean Farnsley, Mejia explained the directory in her own words.
So this is a lot like the RSOs that we have here at Illinois, but it's essentially a way to connect people in the community with self-organized community groups.
This connection may address loneliness in the community, with Mejia highlighting the prevalence of individuals living alone in Champaign County.
You know, 34% of households have only one person living in the house. Living alone is not the same as social isolation or loneliness, but it does increase the risk.
During the meeting, Mejia shared the results of her and her lab's work with the board, followed by handing over the role of maintaining and managing the directory to Healthy Champaign County, marking the project's completion. If you are interested in adding your group's information to the directory, please email healthychampaigncounty at healthychampaigncounty2016@gmail.com. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Olivia Rebellion, Sadie Parkinson, Kyler Bowie, Joshua Applebaum, and Sean Farnsley. From WPGU News, this has been Kennedy Caldwell.